Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Humanity's last hope to find and settle a new world. A small terraforming fleet sets out to prepare a lifeless planet for the colony ships sure to follow in their wake.
Civilized.
Director Brass,
Emerson.
There's been no movement from the cells.
Good.
I'm hearing a lot of noise, though, outside, Director.
Yeah. Emerson, I wanted to thank you for all of your service.
Oh, thank you. You dropped a pen. Oh, here, let me get that for you.
I'm so sorry. Alberta!
Beatrice! Did you know that being in jail is not fun at all?
Yeah, no, I hear that. It's not fun.
I want you to tell the director that I'm sorry that I pranked him all the time and stole his laptop.
You what?
And that...
Don't say that!
Oh, I mean, okay. It's all good in the cell. But you're here to let us out, right? Because you're not mad at me anymore?
Oh, gosh, Alberta, I was never mad at you. Except that one time with the bees.
Oh. Director Brass, what are you doing here?
Director Tinsley, what are you doing here?
I guess I don't need this gun for Emerson.
No, sir. I thought I told you I was going to take this block.
There was a fire in my office. Things got a little out of control on the upper level. And, some things were getting burned, and by mistake, a couple of files that were on the edge just happened to, bump off into the fire.
Oh, and because you've been asking for emails and everything to be printed out, that would be the last evidence, unless someone stole information off your laptop, but I don't think anyone's done that, because that would be a major issue, right, sir?
Correct. Haven't seen my laptop in, well, it's been about half a year now since I gave it. Well, regardless, your file may have been one of the ones that got bumped off, as well as Barty and Alberta, and the cook, you know.
Oh.
Taco night.
Right. So then. Okay. Then we can just open the cells.
Yeah, I just couldn't have anyone know, so Emerson, well, I see that's been taken care of.
Well, he was on my list.
Yeah.
Anyone else on the list I should be wary of?
It's the best I could do, Director Brass. I'm gonna go back to, my quadrant.
Sir, there is already a fire started behind the base just through the trees. There's a special place that I sometimes go to, just have some quiet, and I thought that since no one's ever found me there, it would probably be the best place to, well.
I didn't expect you to tell me that. Thank you.
Here's a map. Just burn it when you're done.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. Director Brass?
Okay, now let's go get Barty so we could be a family again.
I'll leave you to those two, and I'll finish my duty.
Sir, just don't forget to... We have to release the memory gas into the sleeping chambers when you're done.
We're supposed to do that after?
Yes.
Oh, right.
If people see things after the gas, that means they have to get a double dose of the gas.
You know, what's two doses compared to one?
Oh, my God.
I may have already released a little of it. Just a little.
Okay.
I'm gonna go do my quadrant.
Bartholomew.
Please, call me Barty. Or what? Prisoner 23684? Would that be more appropriate now? Given my new station?
I'm sorry.
Oh! Well, never mind. I really shouldn't have been harboring this grudge then. You know, you're going to lead me into the back, and there'll be a great pyre there waiting for me. But, you know, you're sorry. So it's one of those way it, you know, my life, dying, Alberta.
Did you not hear what the director said? Your files were burned. They were redacted. You do not, yourself, physically have to burn because your file is gone.
Oh. Okay. So we're going to do, what, march out onto the desolate planet treatment?
No.
Alberta and I are going to run away?
No.
And well, what then? I mean, I have grown fond of this cell.
Then stay there. If that's what you want, Bartholomew, because you never speak in sarcasm, why don't you just stay there? It's probably safe. I mean, you can't be approached in there by anything horrifying, can you? No, the bars are quite sturdy. You know what? Why don't you live here? Why don't you just stay here instead of listening to me and trying to understand that I came here to try and save you? No, no. Instead, why don't you just bring out the sarcasm guns? Because apparently that's the only way you can communicate. Tell me again how I come bearing the death penalty.
Sorry, am I not taking my imprisonment well? Look, what do you want from me? I want you to let me go. Is that what you want me to say? I think you're a good person and that you will choose to do what's best for Alberta and I, given the opportunity. And I would like that.
You have no idea what is going on. You've had no idea from the beginning. You have always worn this hunky-dory goofball sentience all over you, and you dragged Alberta into it, when really, did you forget what we were doing here? Did you forget that we are here to make a better Earth? Did you forget that we are here and that sacrifices must be made and that mistakes will happen and that sometimes people die? Have you forgotten that every single time you've made a joke? Because you have never listened to me. And it's great that you think I'm a good person, but I don't feel like a good person right now because I've just murdered half of my crew. So make another joke.
What?
Yeah, I murdered some people, Alberta. Crush your innocence, whatever it is you need to do to get through this.
Oh, okay.
Director Brass, are you there?
What?
I know it's not important, but, if you could just put out some feelers to find someone who's good at making tacos for Taco Tuesdays, there may have been a bit of confusion around the cook being, not on the list. Gotta go.
I am going to open your cells. But I need you two to understand that things are not going to be simple anymore. You both saw what happened in the basement. You have no idea what I saw before you got there. You have no idea the responsibility that it takes to be Beatrice Brass. So I ask you to please start treating this mission like it is dire. Because at this point it is. We have lost 2/3 of our crew. We are a skeleton bunch left. And Bartholomew, I know about the secret pods.
Well, then I guess you know what it means when I say that the upload that I asked Alberta to do earlier is nearly complete.
I can do computers on my watch, too.
That's great, Alberta. And Bartholomew, you might just save us all.
Director Brass...
What?
I just want to double check something. When we met, you know, you sort of implied that maybe I shouldn't have released the memory gas on my quadrant first and should have waited till after. Was that what you were saying to me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm getting reports of a gas from all levels of the base, including your quadrant, so I was just double-checking, because it would be like you had released the gas first, huh?
I didn't release any gas.
Well, maybe someone on your team released the gas, because there appears to be large amounts of gas, and people are acting very strange.
But the memory gas isn't supposed to have any side effects beyond sleep and wiping memory.
Right, yeah, well, that's my understanding, too. They don't appear to be going to sleep, but they appear to be picking up weapons and killing people. Just keep an eye out for gas. Maybe you could check on that.
What?
Oh, here comes one now. Gotta go.
Just another Tuesday. Am I right?
What's that smell?
Cover your mouths.
What's that smell?
I'll be back. Stay in your cells.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror anthology Magenta Presents.
Or season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Fredrickson, do you copy?
Hey, it's Fredrickson and I'm copying on my walkie-talkie now, yes.
How did you make it through this purge? Anyway, Fredrickson, can you tell me, I'm smelling some strange fumes, fire, was there an explosion somewhere in the base?
It seems to be that there was a massive explosion down in the levels that were sealed. It seems that something has overcharged them, and there is a very, very large subterranean crater 3 vertical miles beneath us. Gas seems to be seeping out from all vents on the lower levels, and also cracks in the walls.
What the hell?
My ventilator seems to be keeping me safe for now, at least.
Okay, keep me posted, I guess. Keep moving with the clean sweep.
Oh yeah, there's blood on my hands. Over and out.
Okay. Thanks for the codes, Brass. That was easy to get out of the cell than I thought it would be once you showed up. And now, where's my freaking little... There it is, the laptop. Okay.
Hey, what are you doing? Oh, sorry, Alberta. I didn't realize you were out. Sorry, I guess it makes sense you're in your office. Just doing the rounds. Wait a second, I gotta check a list. Nope, all's good. Have a good day.
Thanks, you. Have a good day, too, at killing all of our friends that I've ever had in my whole life.
You know it!
I stole it, Van. Taken this freaking laptop. None of this would have happened. No one would have had to die, and I have to destroy it, or else we'll die too, and all my friends are gonna die. So I'm just gonna smash it apart with a hammer, just like the captain told me to. I have to smash apart my innocence. Like Brass said, I'm gonna smash it. Stupid technology's so... It's so dumb! It can be so cool, but it's also so dangerous, and I don't wanna live dangerous anymore!
Thank you.
What is all this? Oh God. Okay, there's the suit. Get back in. Oh God, I don't want to go back in. Suit, engage.
Hello again, Director Brass. It has been a small amount of time.
Yes, yes, it has. Do you have some sort of fire extinguishing capabilities?
I do. Engaging fire safety protocol.
Suit, can you tell me, there was an explosion on one of the lower levels. Do you know anything about that? Can your sensors read anything?
Yes, there was an explosion. Some of the pods, once they were deactivated, had chemical side effects that caused a massive crater to open underneath the base.
Okay. Are we structurally intact?
It seems, for the moment, the base is relatively safe, save for all of the gas.
Okay, yeah, let's get this gas. What is this? What is it? Is it just like a natural gas? I don't know. I don't know much about gas, to be perfectly honest. What is it?
Well, in terms that someone from Earth would understand, gas is one way to describe it, but the gas appears to be a life form of sorts.
What?
This is Dr. Brass. Director. Director Brass. Director Tinsley. Oh, God. Implement security protocol Alpha Omega. We are under attack. Do not breathe the mist. Do not. Oh, no.
Alberta! Is the upload complete?
Marty, it's getting really hard to breathe in my office for some reason. Like when we... anytime the director tries to cook...
It's fine. If the upload is done, the upload's done, right? Say that it's done. It's Look at me and say that it's done.
It's finished. It's finished. It says
okay.
Confirmed.
For you and for me, then, you and I, we're going to be okay, no matter what happens, because you uploaded you, and you uploaded me.
But what about...
Hi, Barty.
What about the director? The director!
What? You uploaded the director? Hi, director. Director?
This won't hurt much.
I'm sorry, what do you mean that it's a life form?
My sensors indicate that it is an amorphous being that is sentient with its own feelings and thoughts and desires. And currently, my readings indicate that it desires to wipe you out.
I mean, gases don't have feelings. I mean, what are you... Wait, what is that? Hello?
Hello.
Oh my God.
Bartholomew!
Alberta, what is it?
I would rather prefer it if you didn't die now, though, because it was making me sad.
Listen, if the glint in the director's eyes is any indication, you won't have to worry about that for too long. I'll see you soon.
Marty, no.
Alberta, there you are.
Director Brass was right. I guess it's time to grow up.
I don't think you're going to have a lot of time to grow up, Alberta. Now just hold still.
Civilized. Starring Christy Bolton, Michael Davinsky, Phil Johnston, and Sean Howard. Sound design and music by Eli Hamada McLevine. Cover art by David Desmarais. Join us on Patreon for bonus episodes and lots more. Look for the support us link at civilizedpod.com.
Do, 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 do. I am killing. Engaged in protocol. Killing, bling, bling, death, death, pong, bong. I am killing. Bop, 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 bop. Do, do, do. doot doot, bang bang, pew pew. Look at the humans explode. Everything is fine when you're in my node. Oh dear, you have vomited. Well, I have a sanitation song too. What's a sanitation song again? Oh wait.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Mount Absalom, a community, a heritage, a home. The green jewel in the majestic crown of Ohio. For 200 years, Mount Absalom has been a place to play.
N32.
Bingo!
A place to learn.
For in thy green and growing arms, we have everything we need.
All right. Now let's get out our math homework.
A place to work.
Here at the Celery Bottling Works, we produce over 2,000 bottles of celery soda every day.
A place to raise a family.
It's a girl.
It's a place of history.
And here we have the barrel of whiskey that Confederate soldiers stole from Mount Absalom patriot Amelia Pleasance during Morgan's raid.
And of course, a place of celery.
201st Celery Festival, I dub thee open!
Mount Absalom is the perfect place for making memories. For making memories. For making memories. For making memories. For making memories.
Make your memories with us. Make your memories here. Mount Absalom.
Paid for by the Delphic Order of Mount Absalom and Celeric Bottling Works. Refreshing Celeric Soda and Diet Celeric Soda.
Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery. Learn more at unwellpodcast.com.